Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia. Disclaimer. The following program may have words or content that may trigger fear, panic, or anxiety, especially to the younger audience. Do not proceed if necessary. These are the stories that made it into our collective mind. Tales that were first heard of from far-flung places in hushed whispers of the night. We dive deep into the mysteries and wonders that merge into the culture, history, and awareness of us Filipinos. Our campsite is a safe space and remains open to everyone who wants to listen and rest or just to escape momentarily away from your realities. I am the humble campmaster, and this is the Philippine Campfire Stories. Tonight's story, we talk about the origin of one of the most famous urban legends of Iloilo City, an aswang called Tinyente Gimo. Why is it that after many decades since we know of him, his dark name still lingers in our playful imagination whenever we talk about aswangs? Did he ever really live and walk among us? In the year 1860, the city of Cebu opened up for the global market and began their economical development. 30 years after, around 1890, Cebu City challenged its neighbor, Iloilo, for the title of Queen City of the South. The Spanish colonization ended its 300-year ordeal, and not long after, the Americans came to take over. Stories of fascinating monsters and creatures during the time of colonization were widespread, especially in the remote towns and islands such as Iloilo and Cebu. As proof of the rapid spread of the phenomenon is a publication in the United States in 1899 entitled Witch Women of the Philippines, with a reference to the town of Dumangas in Iloilo. In this article, a woman named Señorita Consolacion de Ruiz was identified as an aswang, a local umbrella term for shape-shifting monsters from Filipino folklore. It detailed how the Señorita transferred her black chick, who possessed her dark power, over to an unconscious gentleman called Vertigon. These kinds of horrors are prevalent on the island of Panay, but during those days, this kind of stories were foreign tales to the new conquerors. As these stories were new to their knowledge, they developed some kind of fascination, and it spread to the other parts of America. In the newspaper edition of the Fulton County News in Pennsylvania, last May 18 of the year 1904, a returning soldier named Charles Henry Wisner recounted how Filipinos seem to be more afraid of our superstitions and folktales more than the words and sermon of the Holy Catholic Church. The article said that there will be penalties awaiting those who believe in these stories, but it is also said that the tales of the aswang are even more frightening than the Catholic punishment. The lament of the word aswang in the dark of night is a warning for all those natives to close their doors and windows in each hut, to light the lamps, to bow and pray to every saint they know. For you'll never know when an aswang will come hunting you. They say if you died in a place far from civilization and there was no trace of violence on the body, you were probably killed by an aswang. If you see a strangely large bat that is often seen in the mountains of Panay, it's probably an aswang. Everything that is out of place, everything that is inexplicable, all of that could be an aswang. It was also mentioned in a newspaper that a group of women and children suddenly appeared out of their hiding place in the town of Santa Barbara on the island of Panay. The women seemed mad, shouting, "Aswang! Aswang!" It seems that the women saw a giant black bird and got frightened. They swarmed to the American opponents rather than risk being taken by the Aswang. But that is what the American conquerors perceive of our natives. Primitive creatures afraid of seemingly artificial monsters. But what do our fellow Filipinos really think of our foreign occupiers? Coming up, we will finally meet the infamous leader of the town of Aswang.
What do you get when you combine ghosts, a haunted house, deadly nightmares, and a Pinoy psycho with true crime? You get another killer season of The Last 24 Hours. This June, listen to 5 new stories of true crime in 12 episodes that will shock and scare. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you get your podcast fix.
And now, back to the story. America introduced another new colony system that was different from the old Spanish one. These includes the construction of public schools in the far barrios in the Visayas region. Although Cebu was luxurious and progressive, there were only 20 schools in this area at that time. Year 1901, when American teachers began to arrive, 5 of them were sent to Cebu, and the following year, 4 more teachers were sent. But unfortunately, the latter 4 were killed, and it has been said that the guerrillas committed this murderous crime. There was a name that stood out in the news back then, a name that allegedly initiated an uprising against the Americans and their new system. He is Guillermo Guilleran Gavira. According to rumors, Guillermo was a volunteer during the Spanish period. Guillermo did not like the arrival of American teachers in their area, so he thought of hindering the spread of new knowledge by those foreign teachers. Guillermo is cunning. He used his daughter to serve as a snare to unsuspecting foreign teachers. The daughter will serve as the welcome host of the visitors, and when they feel that they are finally comfortable, Guillermo's group will come and end their lives. The book by a professor of Philippine lore mythology, Dr. Maximo Ramos, states that in April 28, 1902, American teachers were killed in a town in Cebu. From the history and the time when the rumors were formed, it is possible that the current urban legend of Teniente Gimo was loosely based on the story of Guillermo Gavira. On other accounts, guest teachers were also invited, but it did not take place in Cebu, but in a different town called Dueñas, in the province of Iloilo. The name of the teacher was not recorded. There is another version of this story wherein the teacher was called Juana. Juana was invited by her friend Maria to head to Dueñas for their town fiesta. They brought another friend, Teresa, and went to the party. Juana and Teresa were unaware that they will be the guest of a barrio of Aswang led by Teniente Gamot. The town was already popularly known as a center for human-eating monsters, but they have no actual proof of that accusation. On the day Juana and Teresa arrive in the hometown of Maria, they were excitedly welcomed by her relatives and caballeros. During that night, Juana was unable to succumb to sleep, probably because of pamamahay or feeling uneasy when sleeping over at someone else's house. Juana heard noises from people outside Maria's house. She stood up and peeked at the source of the merry chatter. Then Juana saw it. A large pot waiting and ready for a seemingly big feast. whatever will be cooked in that pot. She was certain that it was not for a small animal. It was only a matter of time before Juana heard it. Somebody said the guests at the fiesta were also going to be the main course. The swans will kill Juana and Teresa and feast on them. The Nyentegimo pointed out where the guests are supposed to be sleeping and what clothes were they wearing. Juana hurried back to the room where her friends were. With her presence of mind, she quickly swapped her clothes with Maria and returned to her sleeping position. Teresa was not able to wake up. Juana remained silent and covered under her blanket. The young teacher was terrified, but she prayed that the Nyentegimos aswangs would not recognize her. When the aswang saw the clothes the Nyentegimo referred to, they immediately killed them and wrapped them to be brought down to the feast. After the aswangs left the room, Juana, now in Maria's clothes, swiftly ran as quietly as she could while she trembled with fear. It was too late for Teniente when he found out that the one they mistakenly murdered was his daughter. Juana escaped and went to the police station. After arresting the Teniente and his comrades, they were paraded and they were exposed in the whole town as aswangs. There are many versions of this story after Dr. Maximo Ramos published it in the 70s. A once young director, Peque Galiaga, found this story as the inspiration of their movie Aswang in Shake, Rattle, and Roll 2. The story was also translated into comics when ABS-CBN Publishing published a graphic novel in 2016 adapted from the same film. The idea of a town of aswangs in distant province also became the concept in another, more modern film by Eric Matty called Tick Tick, The Aswang Chronicles in 2012. There was also a film in 2016 titled The Nyentegimo, but it did not fare well in the cinemas and didn't get enough traction. I can say that the name of The Nyentegimo and his aswang neighborhood has become a brand. A frightening story as powerful as this. Do you not think that this story can also be fabricated even a tiny bit? There is no trace of proof that the Nyentegimo did live. Of course, we can blame it for the lack of proper documentation by Filipinos in the past. The same time when Filipinos were already tired of conquerors, old or new. If you were a Filipino in the old days, and there was a conqueror who was unfamiliar with your story of horrific monsters, would you not think of using these stories to trick them? If you were a foreign conqueror who first stepped foot in the island of Panay, how would you feel if you heard of a story that there was a town of monsters eating people, or a community of large bats that emit a strange sound at dusk? Perhaps, even if we were to say that Westerners' views were more modern before, would something as unexplainable bring horror to your mind? The Women and Children of Santa Barbara in Panay, published in the newspaper I said earlier, are said to seem mad to emerge towards the Americans to avoid the so-called aswang. If you are from there, aren't you supposed to be more familiar with aswangs that have been around for a long time? Why do you have to get out of your hiding place towards the enemy? Is it maybe to trick the soldiers so that your men can escape to the mountain and continue your fight? Being mistaken for being crazy in front of the conqueror is a small payment if it means to save your defenders. I think it is a good war tactic to spread the aswang story in the Visayas. Although this may not have helped our countrymen win the Filipino-American War in 1899, it has had a tremendous influence on the battlefield. Didn't the Central Intelligence Agency or CIA use the same tactics against the People's Army against the Japanese in the 1950s? The CIA used psychological warfare by spreading Aswang's stories in the camp of Hokpalahap. After a few days, they grabbed one of the Hoks patrolling at night and pierced his neck to make him look like he had been bitten by the fangs of an animal. The victim was tied down so that blood could flow out of the piercing, and when the blood ran out, he was returned to where he was arrested. This is supposed to be a testament to the news spread by the CIA that there was an Aswang around. If the Nyantegemo had survived, perhaps there would have been a lot of written evidence prevalent today. But since his alleged story was only published 70 years after the alleged incident, I cannot say that the story of the imprisoned Aswang is true. Perhaps the lieutenant's life is based on a real person, but I believe it was also enhanced by time, different storytellers, and wide imagination. If there's one thing I'm certain of this story, it is that it is a proof of the great and clever weaving of Filipino stories, and that it is good that stories like this would not be forgotten. You just heard a Philippine Camper Stories. I hope that listening here has helped you even for a moment to relax and break away from the harsh problems outside of our campsite. Before we end, I would like to thank all those who have been supporting this podcast. You can listen to the past episodes for free on all major podcast platforms. Before we end, I would like to invite you to support the Philippine Camper Stories on our Patreon page. Just go to www.patreon.com/campfirestoriesph. The support you provide will help us continue our podcast, and it will be a way for more people to hear our stories. You can also follow and like our social media accounts on Twitter at campfirestoryph and on Facebook page Philippine Campfire Stories. You can also check our Instagram account at campfirestoriesph. Every other week, I take the listeners inside San Telmo Society, wherein storytellers recount their strange experiences. You can submit your own story via email, campfirestoriesph@gmail.com. Philippine Campfire Stories is a proud member of the Podcast Network Asia and powered by Podmetrics. If you're a podcaster like me and wish to monetize your podcast, join Podmetrics by logging into podmetrics.co and use our referral code Philippine Campfire Stories. With Podmetrics, you can join marketing campaigns and brand affiliations and hopefully help you earn through your podcast. I'm afraid that's all the time we have for tonight. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you again next time.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.